Today's show is brought to you by The Human Algorithm. The Human Algorithm is a weekly podcast that answers the question of what to watch on Netflix. Hear recommendations from your favorite Netflix stars, employees of the company, and the biggest Netflix fans around. Each episode is just 10 minutes long, perfect for short listening sessions. Think of it as a guide to help you decide what to watch on Netflix, but told in the voice of a trusted friend, even if you're not friends with Ellen Page or Mary J. Blige. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your podcasts. Enjoy the show!
Doug hates candy wrapper screening, maybe sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies!
Hey, everybody! My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Coming to you... Wow, that was perfect. Coming to you for the very first time, not the first time in this state, but the first time at this brand new Helium Comedy Club in Indianapolis, Indiana! We're going to have a gas... It's Sunday. I mean, aren't you so glad after hearing me say that all these years? You get to finally have a gas. But you know what time it is? It's Sunday, March 24th, 2019, and the time is name tag time. What do you got for me? I want them all on my desk by the end of the day. By the end of business. All Dougs Go to Kevin is awesome and depressing. It's a beautiful poster, though. Show everybody behind you. Look at that. It's really, really nice work. Good luck to you, Kevin. Adam and Dumber. Wow, two great ones right out of the gate. I don't understand this one over here. Oh, now I do. I figured it out. It's a catering truck, and he's sticking his head out the side and says, Jeff. I was like, what is that supposed to be? But it's Chef. But very artsy craftsy. There's a refrigerator that's got a big blank space on it. Oh, I can't see that one that looks like a... Avengers thing, yeah, but I can't see it in the darkness. What did you change it to?
Just Infinity War.
Just Infinity War. Good job, Justin. And there's a light up one here. Oh, there you go. You put a light up. But there's a light up one over here that I can't. It's a La La Land parody. Angela La Land. Very nice. Okay, Joey, can I look at this, you guys. You know, there's like, oh, that's funny. We got two This Is 40 parodies. Kelly is 40, and this is Joey. But I was just going to admire this manila folder. And go back home and just file this back in with all the other ones. Thanks, Josephine. Just Joey. Okay, I like it. Feisty. Good job, everybody. Thank you for bringing those, and good luck to everybody. Doug plugs. All right, Vegas. Doug Loves Movies is back at the Comedy Cellar at the Rio this Saturday, March 30th, 2019, at 4:20. The first time I did a show there, you know, because basically the tourists, the out-of-towners in Vegas, they're not going to figure out what this is or come see it. So I was basically just trying to play to the locals in Vegas. First time, there was 61 people there. Then we did another one, and there were 63. So my goal for this Saturday is to break 65, to have 65 or more people. And then that way I can, you know, that'll justify coming back more often. Because that is a nice size crowd. Like out in L.A. at UCB, that's only like, when that place is packed, that's only like 90 people. So, you know, it's enough people to put on a show. And I love going to Vegas. So help me out if you live there. All right. please come see my show. And then there's a Doug Loves Movies taping in Los Angeles. This is coming Tuesday at UCB Franklin. That's at 9:30. And I'm really excited about the lineup on that one. All of my dates and deets are at DougLovesMovies.com. Like, it's perfection, and I don't know whether to be happy or scared. You guys are so great at that. Nobody jumping in with their own little silliness. No cacaws on the first one at the beginning. I'm very impressed. I feel like one of those tough drill sergeants that got what he wanted. But it still wasn't enough. All right. Okay, so, I mean, doesn't this wall ask for suicide to happen in front of it? For the listeners, this is a great new club. I love the shape of it and, you know, the size and everything. It's, you know, it's in the building that says Indie Star on the outside because they have this dream that newspapers are still a thing. But, but you know, they'll paint a lovely, you know, Jeff Tate suggested that they paint more doors. Like, just, since there's already one actual door on the stage, just paint more so that everyone will be like, which door is he going to come out of this time? But then another way to go is probably like a cityscape. That's what they do at most of the Helium. So so look forward to that when you come back here to support live comedy. From the corrections department, Leonard Maltin was right. One should never argue with Leonard Maltin. Vince Vaughn is in a movie called Dragged Across Concrete, which has actually just came out. It's the same director who did Brawl on Cell Block 99. So that's why Kumail and I were mansplaining to Leonard that he was getting the title wrong. Old-splaining, is that how you say it? So anyway, so apologies to Leonard, and go see Dragged Across Concrete. If it open, it's like in limited release right now. Now I'd like to do a new thing I want to try. I want to give some dugouts. They're like shout-outs, but they're from me. And I just want to do first a dugout to Steve Ranazizi, who was headlining here this weekend and had told me that he would love to be on Doug Loves Movies today, but he's got a gig out in Los Angeles tomorrow, and so he had to leave today. But, you know, I still appreciate that he was willing to stay an extra day if his fucking career didn't get in the way. this is good. This is going to be fun. I want to do a dugout to the great actor Martin Sheen. I've enjoyed his work for years, and every once in a while I remember this, and I finally decided I want to share it with you guys because he gives a line delivery in the motion picture Wall Street where he is in, see, a couple titters already because people know. This is, he's in a elevator with his son, played by his real life son, Charlie Sheen, before he was did all that winning, and okay, so they're in an elevator and they're having an argument. You know, it's a father-son argument, and you know, they're just mad at each other. And Charlie Sheen's got red suspenders on, so it's not hold up. It looks ridiculous, but that's a funny thing to say about suspenders, that they don't hold up. God damn it, I should still be on the fashion police. Those suspenders, that's a look that does not hold up. okay, so it's just really funny to me because he just emphasizes the last word in a sentence, and I know he's angry, but it's still just a funny choice to me. He says, how does the line go? He goes, what you see is a guy who never measured a man's success by the size of his wallet. Now, I wanted to do it for you first, because that's how I've done it for years. That's how I've always thought it sounded like. But the crazy part is, it's not that far off. So I want to see if I should have worked this out with the tech team here that did such a great job with the opening music. The tech team, it's the guy who flipped the switch. But here we go, let's see if we can hear it.
Steve's in your kid. He's got your prick in his back pocket, but you're too blind to see it.
No, what I see is a jealous old machinist who can't stand the fact that his son's become more successful than he has.
What you see is a guy who never measured a man's success by the size of his what?
All right, I'll tell you about the prize bag once I get the guests out here, because I've gone so long with my dugouts, but what an exciting new segment on the show. Please, Indiana, give it up for Harmar Superstar DJ Dangler and Jeff Tate. My apologies to the guests who are not Jeff Tate.
Yeah, that
you
seems
shouldn't
a bit
come
stacked.
Out here and feel bad about yourself immediately.
Cool.
He's just a very beloved figure. He's like Santa Claus to them. But you guys could certainly be Baby New Year and the Easter Bunny if you just put in the time. And let's meet my guests individually, starting with a gentleman that I just met yesterday. He's a feature act. He's an opener for Steve all weekend long here at the club, and I asked him to come be a guest today. It's DJ Dangler, everybody. DJ, do you ever publicly say what the D and the J stand for?
Truth, justice, and the American way.
That's what you stand for.
I get it.
I'm going to put my sunglasses back on. Don't take it personally.
Right.
It's so bright up here. Has Jeff still got his on?
No, I took mine off because you took yours off. I didn't want to be the only one, but if you're going to put yours back on, then I'm going to.
Yeah, but now I want a hat because the glasses and the hat. Man, you're blocking it all.
Yeah.
Good for you. DJ, what's been your experience with Doug Loves Movies? Have you heard it?
I've been to a show. I've seen how it's done. I love it.
You've seen how the sausage is made?
Yeah.
And do you feel like you'd be good at the games and stuff?
I think I'll be all right. I could have a good game. Yeah.
Okay.
I could do it.
You know, Jeff's a powerhouse.
He is. I don't want to.
So I'm putting you up against.
The masses have spoken. I'm going against a fave.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's already got the crowd on his side. You know, he's somehow a hometown hero that's not from here. But all right. Well, thank you for being here, DJ, and good luck. And let's also say hello to, you know him, musician-wise, singer-wise, as Harmar Superstar.
Hello. Thank you.
I will call him Sean on occasion, just because I don't want to say all those other words.
It's a lot of words.
Yeah, and it feels weird now that I know you, and you're Sean to me, and Harmar Superstar to the world. And you are on a break, a little break from touring. You have a lot of touring that you do.
Yeah.
And a lot of bands that you're in.
Tons.
Yeah, tell us about what's going on right now.
I just got back from South by Southwest, where I saw you last.
You were on this show, and I think you won.
I did.
Yeah, so did. Welcome back, the reigning champion.
Yeah, thank you. It means a lot, you guys. It means a lot. I just decided to drive down to Indianapolis from Minneapolis just to do this show, because I like Indianapolis and I wanted to hang out tonight.
How do you like them Appalises?
And then I have to drive back and get to band practice tomorrow in Minneapolis. I'm going to do it. And
I like it.
Yeah. We're all old, so everyone's schedules are weird, so we have to just do it when we can. But I'm singing the national anthem at the Twins season opener.
Nice!
Yeah, on Thursday. So if you have TV, you should try to find it.
It's pretty easy to watch because the MLB extra innings is usually free for the first week.
It's true.
So everyone could watch them do this.
And you can just steal music whenever you want, so it's cool.
Yeah, music's free now.
Baseball to follow.
I want my baseball free!
Speaking of baseball freaks, I don't know why he has a Dodgers hat on, but maybe you can explain it later. It's Jeff Tate, everybody. Hello.
Tate. I'm with you guys. I'm rooting against myself.
Oh, man, it never gets old.
I like to think they're chanting, wait. You know, like you're standing on the corner, one of those stoplights where it helps the blind people across. It might show up once every few weeks.
I mean, even if that's what they're chanting, I appreciate it. You're just looking out for me. You can tell I can't see anything because these lights are crazy.
But you know what? We're going to get some great mug shots out of this.
Right? Give me the keys, you fucking cocksucker motherfucker.
Okay, I got to mention that Jeff's mom is in the audience today.
Yeah. Who do you think sat me down when I was but a boy of 8 and showed me The Usual Suspects? No, my mom doesn't even know what that is. It's her birthday. Happy birthday,
yay!
Mom.
Yeah, happy birthday. Hey, Sean, could you sing her the national anthem?
Yeah, sing her the birthday national anthem.
That's the thing about the national anthem is that the lyrics are so dumb that I always forget them.
How are you going to do it? Are you going to do a karaoke?
No, it's fine. I'm not mad at the national anthem. I just think the lyrics are like words that nobody uses. So that's it. They're not. So do I have to do this?
You have to. No, you don't have to do it. I was just joking around because I know.
I'm just joking.
I know nobody is anxious to sing or hear that song. But but do you have a specific like also regimen you have to go through to hit those notes in that song?
You just have to start really low because it's like it's a crazy octave range. I think it's like a 3 octaves if you do it right.
So give us how low you're gonna start. Give us the first.
You should.
That sounds about right. Just do that until they cue you to start.
Just cross my eyes and look at the ground.
Hey, if you want to start lower and then also be super duper famous, do it from a knee.
Oh yeah. Exactly. Jesus, Tate.
I know, man.
They're kind of getting on my territory here right now. I don't know what's happening right now.
Listen, man, if you got onto a knee, no one would call you Sean. You'd be a Harmar superstar to everybody. You'd be like a guardian of the galaxy.
Have you ever had to time a set to a military flyover? Because I haven't, and I have to do that on Thursday.
What?
Yeah. That's like what happens at a season opener.
In the middle of the song, there's a bunch of jets that are going to fly
No,
over.
They're going to pick me up, and then we're going to take off.
But you really have to, like, take a pause for the jet noise?
No, I have to, like, finish within a certain time, number of seconds.
Oh, so you can't add a lot of extra.
I can't Beyonce it.
You can't, yeah.
I can't do it. I mean, I could.
You got to fly direct.
Just sing the last verse.
Oh, my God. Well, that's the thing.
It has verses? Does it have...
It's got some
does it have
horrible,
a chorus and a verse?
It's got horrible verses, I gotta say. Like, very questionably horrible, so...
Yeah, I'll it gets pretty racist.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right, guys. I'm sorry we talked about this.
This is fun. This is fun.
Okay, good. I don't want, this is like... you to lose your sweet gig. Now, what is it you're going to swing? You're going to
swing for the fences. Yeah. That's
you're
a baseball
sing
frame.
Before a screening of Twins? What's happening?
I'm going swinging with the military.
Hey, does that little kid still own the Twins? Right, it's like a 10-year-old, right? He inherited the team. Is that how you got the gig?
It's true, yeah. It's kind of like the Twins are kind of like a Home Alone, but a team.
People are always falling. That's what happens in Home Alone. It's just a series of people falling.
Jeff, who do you think's going to sing at the opening game of the Dodgers?
David Crosby. That's a pretty good guess. I have no idea. I'm not a fan
it's
of the Dodgers.
Good guess in that he is a singer.
And he's alive, and he's in Los Angeles.
Does he ever sing that song?
Yeah, he closes on it.
I don't know. It's the big
thing.
Yeah,
he does the Hendrix version, but with his mouth. Like he just makes those noises like he's Michael Winslow.
Well, Jeff, speaking of mouths, for the prize bag today, I brought, my last gig was in Austin, Texas, as we mentioned, and I brought a copy of Austin Magazine, but the reason I mentioned mouths is because the cover story is how to eat like an Austinite, and then it's a fucking guy with so much facial hair, he has no mouth to speak of. I hope the article is just like, yeah, jam those noodles between the hairs until you find the right hole.
You plant the beard in the soup and it feeds up like a root system.
Oh, I like it. You just kind of sit there for a few hours, maybe overnight. So that's in the prize bag. Anna Douglas movie sticker. What do you have, DJ?
I got a couple of things. I got a couple of cool t-shirts from my favorite places in Indy. The sinking ship. Ooh. I got two of those.
Right.
I like that bar. And the White Rabbit Cabaret.
Yeah. That was White Rabbit.
I got those guys there. And then I also got, I don't know if this is on brand, I got these marijuana pot leaf playing dice.
Yes.
I don't know if they'd want those or not. And then I also got two little ninjas.
Oh, yeah, those are little ninjas.
There we go, tiny little ninjas.
Hey, yeah. Doug, if you're not going to eat those dice, I will.
For those listening just to the podcast, two little ninjas just came out.
Yeah, two tiny pocket-sized ninjas for safety.
They're super cool.
Or revenge. I don't know their purpose.
That's a really pointless item, the pot leaf dice.
That's it.
I mean, you're going to just end up using them as actual dice or, you know, not using them at all.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, we could keep them and we could play a game of Potsy later. Zing.
I brought a sippy cup from when I saw a show on Broadway. I don't know which one.
One in New York, probably.
Yeah, that's the Broadway I was talking about. And then I got from the plane, they gave you a bunch of condiments with your burger that I pass on those, but it's such a lovely little box with a, look at that distinguished gentleman on there. It's Sir Kensington's condiments. That doesn't feel like something you should just hand back to them to throw out. You just put that out in the world. So that's also in the bag. And what do you have for us, Sean?
I have, just to get rid of this first, this is a Heartbones poster from our tour we did.
It's beautiful.
Last...
Yeah.
November, December. There's only 300 of those. It's hand numbered. It's got some sort of number on it. And
it's his home phone number.
It is.
That's what he has on it.
That's, yeah. I got a Record Store Day 2016 bag that contains some stuff, because everybody's psyched for the Record Store Day coming up, right? Mm-hmm. It's fun to buy records. Yeah. I got a Harmar shirt from 2018, and it says Harmar 18 on it.
Okay.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Sorry. You don't get excited. I got a, I've got, it's a lot of merch, I'm sorry. It's a, I got a Harmar Superstar fanny pack. The original Taco John's mascot on there, because I love Taco John's more than most things in life. And a copy of my album, Best Summer Ever, on vinyl, which I just repressed, and you can buy, and there you go.
All that's going in the bag.
I like to be really serious about my gifts.
Yeah, no, you really commit to it, and I'm brought all the way from California, a Douglas Movies t-shirt, and Jeff, what do you got for us?
Okay, first off, I got a copy of my album. It's called People Are What People Make Them. Well, you, yeah, thank you. you just look at this and remember that it's on, like, Spotify. It's like a reminder, oh, this is probably online somewhere. And then go there. I got a copy of Kingpin on DVD. Right? I've got a lot of these movies digitally now. Pass that down. And then on my way in, somebody gave me this. It was right you, right there? Yeah. Oh, man. I should have been able to see you, at least you, right? Like, he gave me this, and it's a wallet that says, bad motherfucker. And I was 100% going to keep this until I imagined the first time I had to take my wallet out of my pocket and use it somewhere, and then I'm just at fucking Waffle House or something, and the lady's like, whoa. Are you from the movie? Right? I don't want to have to answer all those questions. I'm busy. I just ate a Waffle House. I have to get home. Happy birthday, so Mom.
Fun. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mom. Happy birthday.
Jeff, Mom.
That joke was about diarrhea. Happy birthday, Mom.
All right, so all of that's going in the prize bag, but I got a question before we get to the games. I'll start with you, Jeff, because you know what I'm going to ask you, and you, I think you know. I think you're excited about it. What was the last movie you saw?
Us.
Yes.
I could talk about it forever.
You got good and scared by that one?
Yes. Yes, I did. I was scared the whole time. The trailer made it. I was scared a month ago. Whenever people walk like animals, I fucking, no, thank you. Nope.
You know somebody's crazy when right? They're walking like an animal.
Right, even that movie Glass. he did an animal thing there, and the whole movie was dumb until he did that, and then it was like, no thanks.
Have you ever seen the clip from The Exorcist? It was cut from the movie, but where she like doubles over and does a weird spider walk.
That might be where this all came from. That might be why I don't care for it to such a degree.
It's upsetting, to be sure. But you loved Us.
Yes, I did. I can't wait to see it again when I'll be less scared, hopefully. And yeah, I can see more of it.
Immediately when I walked out of that movie, I wanted to see it again.
Immediately when it started, I was like, why did I do this? Why did I do this to myself?
I should watch this again the first time.
Brian, I'm dead. What? I'm too stoned for your games, Harmar. I am too stoned Nintendo. Remember, it was in a song.
All right. right, Jeff, we're going to move on now.
Nobody else saw us, just me and Harmar.
Then we're going to ask him what he saw. What was the last movie you saw, Sean?
Well, I was going to say Us, but I also forgot that after that, I went home and I watched The Dirt on Netflix.
Oh!
Yeah.
The story of Motley Crue.
The story of Motley Crue. I do, actually, the book is one of my favorite books. I love a good oral history of, like, you know what I mean? Like, just in everybody's words. And
I bet Motley Crue's got a lot of oral history.
Set up. Assist.
Even if your mother wasn't here, I would say, Jeff, we're talking about a serious film.
I just assumed it was a sequel to Earth. Or what, a Planet Earth. Ken Burns, The Dirt.
First 5 hours on Worms is awesome.
You know, Motley Crue, the wife, was actually horrible. Not fun.
So what's your assessment of that movie?
It's hard because the guy who's playing Vince Neil looks so much like my friend Simon O'Connor that I could not be taken into the story. But also, I don't know. I thought it starts out kind of like, you know, like biopics are all the same sometimes, but they kind of switch between narratives, and it gets good. Like I thought it was fun to watch, but it's not the book, you know. Yeah. I don't know why I'm so serious today.
Wait a second. Does the guy who looks like Nikki Sixx look like a bridge troll?
Oh, Mick Mars, the guy who plays Ramsay Bolton in Game of Thrones plays Mick Mars. So that's fun to watch. He's actually really good. I thought the casting was really good.
Is it your friend, Simon O'Connor, really freaked you out.
It freaked me out.
Do you think that the movie is like the book gets into more of the gruesome details that they can't really depict in a movie? Or?
No, I mean it kind of glosses over everything. It's like, you know, the sex, drugs, rock and roll thing of like any biopic that you would expect. But the book's it's in their own words, so it's so much more dumb that it's so fun to read. You know what I mean?
Finally, someone saying the book was better because it's dumber. That is an interesting take.
I mean, if you've read Crazy from the Heat, the David Lee Roth autobiography is like one of my favorite books of all time. And it's definitely just written like he speaks. It's like, dude, totally boning a chick in the back of a pickup. And this midget pops out, you know, and you're just like, what? Literally, any cokehead could come up and say that to me right now, and they will.
So David Lee Roth wasn't good with names, is what you're telling us.
I like the paragraphs that just stop and say, what was I talking about again?
I like the paragraph that just goes, ba-da-ba-dee-ba-bee-da-bee-da-ba-ba-dee-bop.
Wow!
I like that song they did about the canal. Yeah. DJ, what was the last movie you saw?
I watched an old one I had never seen. I just watched The Dirty Dozen for the first time like last week.
Oh, The Dirty Dozen?
The Dirty Dozen.
Wow. I like it.
I like the book more.
Nicely.
It was a book.
But I did. I finally got it out of the way, and I liked it way more than I expected.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever see the sequel of Baker's Dozen?
The 13th Floor.
Yeah. Oh, we played that game once where we were trying to figure out if there was numbers, how high the numbers would go, numbers in movie titles. It falls apart pretty fast.
Let's do it again.
No. What did you say you saw? Oh, Dirty Dozen.
Dirty Dozen, yeah.
So, yeah. So, but you recommend it.
Yeah, it was fun watching guys that have been old my whole life be like people. Yeah, it was neat. I get that. I understand why like Charles Bronson's scary. I'm like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Right, because when he was young, he was acting like that. Yeah, he was like a crabby old man when he was young.
Yeah, you're not like, why don't I just get him some soup? You're like, he's a badass. That's why I'm scared to get him soup.
Yeah, it's like when you watch Cool Hand Luke, and then you totally understand why Paul Newman has his own salad dressing. 100%. Some taco dip waiting for me in the back.
It's one of my favorite strains I've had since I got to town. This taco dip. It's a nice sativa with a hint of, I don't know what's on my script here, but... It's gross.
Taco dip. Probably.
Yeah, might be taco dip.
Or sativa.
Sorry, I had to cough before saying, let the games begin!
We actually stretched out for this backstage. So.
We have a lot of name tags for you guys to choose from. The greater Indianapolis area really likes to step up.
Yeah.
And
here's the thing, it's really bright in our eyes.
Yeah, you should get up and move about the room.
No.
And
we take bribes, we're down for whatever.
Find one. Well, maybe there's one with something glued to it that you might want to have. There's an awesome Reese's Easter bunny right there. I'd bite the shit out of that. But anyway, let's go to a brief commercial message. Look over here, you guys. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about Marvel's hit scripted podcast, Wolverine, The Long Night. Gizmodo called it the X-Men crime drama podcast I never knew I wanted. Now Wolverine is back, and you can only hear it on Stitcher Premium. The new season is called Wolverine, The Lost Trail, and it picks up with Logan in the Louisiana Bayou. Wolverine heads to New Orleans looking for redemption, and his ex, only she's nowhere to be found. Dozens of humans and mutants have gone missing. It's up to Wolverine to find out what's going on, with Weapon X in pursuit. Along the way, he'll find biker gangs, Gambit, and a refuge run by a powerful mutant. You can listen to Wolverine The Lost Trail now on Stitcher Premium. For a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to wolverinepodcast.com and use promo code Doug. Back to the show.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, we're back, and I'm holding a 5-pound gummy bear. Let's see how that sounds. I mean, it's totally packaged. I didn't just throw a giant gummy bear on the ground. Although, if it wasn't in the packaging, would it? Does it? It probably would make less of a noise because it's all gummy. So,
well, I think we need to take it out of the box.
Yeah.
And we just have to pick it up from the ground within 5 seconds, and it's still good.
Yeah,
well, totally good.
That's I want to get it a little bit wet and throw it at the ceiling and see what happens.
Oh, man. All right, tell us who you're playing for while I set this up, Jeff.
I'm playing for Sarah. She made a serendipity poster. I saw it on Twitter earlier, and I liked it there in my head, and I remembered it.
And
I like the idea that that's how we met, Doug. Like, we both got on the same.
Oh, serendipity. I like that.
We met over ice cream or whatever. I kind of forget what happens in the movie, but I remember.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, there was some ice cream. We were both trying to buy gloves for people we're about to break up with.
Who are you related to that made that sign?
Nobody.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's one you picked because you liked it.
I saw it on Twitter.
I thought you were just covering your tracks. Because you're always picking your brothers whenever he's in the audience.
No, I only did that once because I wanted something from inside the prize bag.
All right, who are you playing for, Sean?
I'm playing for...
You got lots of candy on yours,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I love it. I just wanted that Reese's peanut butter egg, but Danadian bacon, you know what I'm saying? I thought it's got Doug on there.
I love it.
I just liked it. That drew me in.
I like a Reese's egg. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, I'm going
to
eat one. I'm going to eat one right now.
This bunny that made its way up here, though, that's too much. That is like... That is really heavy as well. And how? What's Reese's about it? Is the whole inside peanut buttery? Oh, Lord. Eat that in one sitting.
Let's do it.
Feel great tonight, great about myself.
Even I wouldn't eat that. Unless I was at the movies, I might be able to finish a whole rabbit.
Is that the rabbit or the...
This is the gummy.
That's a gummy.
Yeah, it's so gross. I feel like I'm the prop guy in Song of the South.
That looks like when Oprah brought out a wagon of her own fat. Like a bag of fat in a wagon.
But hers was like light. It was like yellow. It wasn't dark like this.
Yeah, yeah. She'd been drinking a lot of water or something.
It's the size of an actual baby.
I mean, it's bigger than a newborn, I think. It's about as heavy as one.
That's actually the school issued baby that they give you to take care of for a week.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't do the egg anymore. They
tar
don't do
baby.
The, so, yeah.
It has to.
What? You can't
that's
say
the thing. That's the thing from a movie.
You can't say that.
That should never have been made.
Dude. Edit.
Yeah, if you
still make jokes about it. I'm not saying I approve of it.
Can't do it.
I mean, if you do edit, take out that thing I said earlier that was a real fucking clunker. Like, I mean, if you're going to go to the trouble.
I don't even remember you having a clunker today.
Nope, it's all been gold.
Who are you playing for, DJ?
I didn't know that we were up for bribes, and I'm kind of bummed I didn't grab a candy one. But I got the Scott Meyerowitz stories.
Uh-huh.
I took it because I liked the hat that he put on Tate.
Tate's got a really nice chapeau. Looks like he's going to go out on the links.
Good hat.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very nice. All right, well, great job to all of you. And I'm going to drop this thing now from relatively the same height as I dropped it before. And we'll all try to remember how that sounded.
I think it was better. Better no box.
Yeah. But it's still wrapped, though, so.
Hang on.
Cool.
Does anyone have a baby? Does anyone have a baby you can bring up here? I don't have any kids. I don't know if that's as big as a baby. Does somebody have a baby I could drop? Let's see if a baby makes the same noise as that big.
This is difficult. This is like trying to put a baby back in.
Back in the box.
Don't is my advice. All right, so everyone's the prize bag is going to get this. Is that okay if I give the prize bag winner this?
Okay.
And I'll keep the Reese's bunny and, you know, maybe bite an ear off and then give the rest of that guy outside that hasn't eaten.
Keep a foot.
That'll be a nutritious snack for. Let's play some games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Just thinking about this rabbit. I might bite its ear off before this is. Oh, look at this. We got an egg and a rabbit.
Which came first?
I think I'm going to move it into the prop comedy. Prop comedy and voices, things on my phone that I play for you. I'm a real multimedia, multi-style performer. But now we're going to start with one of my favorite games. It's a little thing I call Live, Die, Repeat. DJ, I'm going to say the name of a movie, a real movie. I'm going to say it slowly. The first one of you on stage here with me who repeats it back in its entirety and correctly wins this game. Yeah. I can't tell if you're, I don't know what how you feel about that. DJ.
I'm pretty excited about it.
Okay. Sometimes guests are confused by it. Do you have any questions?
I think I'll figure it out.
It's not that kind of game. By the time... when you figure it out, it's when you've lost. That's when you'll go, oh, that's what that was.
All right.
So I don't want anybody to be at a disadvantage is all I'm saying. So if you have any questions...
Can somebody else go first?
All right. See, I'm glad you asked that. I am going to say a title of a movie. All of you are in it at the same time. Okay. First one to repeat it back.
Oh, wait. So we all do this. I haven't played this one either.
Oh, okay. Well.
I'm definitely going to fuck this
up. I'm so glad you're here.
Hey, guess what? Here's what happens, guys. He says the name of a movie, and whichever one of us can say it back first wins.
Okay. Is that a movie?
We just say what you said?
It's deceptively simple.
All right, yeah.
It's deceptively simple.
I think
just
I've got
like Jeff himself. Jeff.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Let's do it.
Why do you think I'm good at the games? It's
Jack and Jill. Wait, do we start?
Jeff can't go to magic shows because he's good at guessing how it all happens. and he just yells it out.
He just keeps guessing magic.
It's magnets.
Magic!
It's a mirror or something, or maybe it's magic.
That's a great song.
Right? That's a whole...
It's a mirror or something.
Every little thing she does is a mirror or something.
Or maybe it's...
What? Hey, cool it, guys. It's my favorite song. Continue.
I'm not even going to tell the listeners what that was. They can try to guess. All right, so I'm going to say it slowly.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Player one.
Ready, player one.
I'm kidding. I was joking.
Fuck
I was joking.
You.
That was just a tester. That was a tester.
I mean, I don't get
all right,
it. That
all
was
right.
a joke.
Away we go.
Away we go. Away we go.
Okay, I was kidding again.
Have you ever
That's
seen
that
away
movie
we go.
With Maya Rudolph, right?
Yeah.
And Jim from The Office.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
That wasn't. See, I'm not going to do any more titles except for the one that you guys need to respond to. Sergeant
Bill Cove. Sergeant Bill Cove.
No.
Fuck! I fucked this up.
There was a movie too.
Was it?
With Steve Martin.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm smart.
Sergeant Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby.
Can you imagine after all that explanation? That easy for Jeff to just take it?
Wait, I thought I was out. I'm like, wait, right? Am I out?
No, you can guess as often as you like. What was your excuse, DJ? Okay.
I was just taken aback by how good at this game Jeff was.
Yeah.
I think you should box this game and actually sell it because, I don't know, I think it could be a huge hit.
It's not the full title yet. Sergeant Stubby and...
Sergeant Stubby and Pepper Pig Man.
Sergeant Stubby and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
I'm sorry, I didn't say it right, I guess. It's A-N, Sergeant Stubby, and unlikely...
Sergeant Stubby, an unlikely hero.
That's it!
Wow!
All right. Yeah.
Take.
Right? You know why I saw that movie? I thought it was about a sandwich. I was like, it is unlikely. That dog's a hero. Why would they eat him? That is unlikely.
How unlikely.
Throw it like a grenade. Pass it around.
Who wants that? Yeah, you can have some too if you want.
That's how Austinites eat through the beard. Okay, lost the head. Peanut butter on the left.
Jeff, it's not a real rabbit. Jeff, it's not a real rabbit.
The head just came clean off.
Jeff had more than one Lenny moment.
I just ate a lot of peanut butter and now I'm doing a podcast.
Whistle.
What?
No, thank you.
No.
Sorry. I don't know. That's how I do stuff.
I mean, this club's been open for 3 weeks. It's about time somebody smeared chocolate all over the stage.
I'm right? So sorry. I will pick
maybe
that
if
up.
We did, bound maybe, to happen.
Maybe if we smeared some on the wall, it would speed up the backdrop painting. Instead, it looks like we're hosting some sort of team-building seminar.
Exactly. So, I was saying, trust falls.
Where's my first shift he's at? We're like a first shift family.
I feel bad, you guys.
Oh, don't feel bad.
Let's put it over here on your
notes. No, don't. Telling you prop comedy is my...
It is, especially it's on really podcast medium.
It's my jam. That's the best place for it. You don't have to bother people with having to see it. You just hear the resulting laughter.
That's what I like. I just like hearing people watch prop comedy. That's my favorite. It's my favorite Whoa. Sound.
That was nuts.
What's glued to what? What did he glue to a... Wow, I don't even know what he glued to what.
He's got one giant hand.
Congratulations on winning the first game, Jeff. You get to go first in the next game.
Let's not do that anymore.
Let's play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway?
You know what taglines are, right, DJ?
Yeah.
Used in advertising. Sometimes it's on the poster. The director, writer Larry Cohen, passed away. He reminded me of the poster for the movie It's Alive, which is about a baby that murders people. Like a murdering infant. And this was the tagline for that movie. There's only one thing wrong with the Davis baby. It's alive.
Does that just mean you win? That's just given to you.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's just more liberal Hollywood propaganda.
Yeah, exactly. Gotten that my entire life.
Oh, you think you should be in charge of your own babies? I'll decide when you have them.
Anyway, so that one, that's a classic one. These next ones, not so classic, and they won't have the, hopefully won't have the title of the movie in the tagline.
They're staring down an Armageddon.
Will they make it to Dante's Peak?
There's seriously no place or country for old men.
I think that's a volcano. Right, volcano?
I also glitched out right there for a second, you guys.
Right.
That was good, though. It was really real nice dramatic pause.
Thank you. Acting.
Boy, that's some weird
that's
science.
That's what I do after I chocolate the stage. It's my next trick.
So we start with Jeff. If he can't figure out what the movie's the tagline for, then we'll move to Sean, then to DJ, etc. Get points for getting them right. No negative points for incorrect answers, so just go for it. Jeff, his first one, the tagline is...
A short snore.
The tagline is the incredible true story of America's top underdog. What do you think?
I usually I don't like to show the process, but right now I'm for sure it's not underdog.
Ooh, underdog.
You already gave us a hint that it's not going to be in the same.
I'm trying to trick you.
No, I'm narrowing it down, so it could be anything but underdog. Rudy, is it Rudy?
Nope.
No?
Nope. Sean?
I was thinking, man, in the same vein, I was thinking Lucas, but that's so not right. But Vice?
Okay.
I don't know.
DJ, what do you think?
I'm going to guess I, Tanya.
DJ.
If this was at midnight, you'd definitely get a point for that. But it's Doug Loves Movies. And jokes do not replace correct answers.
Can I get some of that floor rabbit?
Hey, man, there's still plenty on the floor.
No, the incredible true story of America's top underdog is the tagline for Sergeant Stubby, an unlikely hero.
I drove too far to miss that. God.
Oh, boy. Oh, shit.
Was that fun for you, proving I never saw the movie? You got me, Doug. I lied about seeing Sergeant Stubbies.
Sergeant Stubbies sounds like the worst sports bar.
Sergeant Stubbies is the Forrest Gump sequel about Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, no.
He got demoted.
No.
I'm going to pretend that's what you're mad at. But he's already a lieutenant. He can't be a sergeant.
All right, so we've got... No one got a point in that first round, but the answer, of course, was Sergeant Stubby, an unlikely hero. Jeff gets to start us off again. Jeff, the movie's tagline is quite simple. It's from the creators of Wreck-It Ralph and Frozen. That's all they felt they needed to say to get you emotionally involved and excited to see this movie.
Now, there's no way this one is Sergeant Stubby's, right?
That would be fun sometime to do six different taglines from one movie, but the people at Sergeant Stubby, they didn't work that hard.
They went
with that one.
I'm going to say Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Oh, okay. That's not a terrible guess.
See? I knew I could come up with something that wasn't a terrible guess.
But that's not right.
Sorry, Mom. No, she's real competitive.
I should just tell Sean and DJ that there is, a theme will emerge that might help you come up with the answers.
Because Sergeant Stubby.
So
I'm just going to say, I wanted to say The Wife again, but I'm going to go with Sing.
Is that a thing? It's
the movie Sing?
Sing.
Yeah, it is a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could have a different animation studio, I think, but.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's not my job.
It's in the. It's not my job to know that.
I'm going to be sassy.
What a weirdly specific job.
I'm be very serious for the first half, and now just sassafras.
Don't point that out, because I'm pretty sure that is my job. It feels like it.
You're hired.
Do you have a guess, DJ?
I have no... I'm Big Hero 6. Oh. Just had Hero, but I think I came out before those. I don't...
That is correct. Yeah! The audience for this show is just like pro wrestling. Like, all you got to do is be the winner, and they will come to your side.
I was gonna say, hey, hey Jeff, remember when they were super into us at one point?
Listen, it'll come back around. People from Indiana just really love to chant things. Oh. They don't always use it for good, but these people say it to me.
All right, DJ's on the board. Here we go. Jeff, it's on you again. So far we have Stubby, the unlikely hero, and Big Hero 6.
I get it.
This next one, I don't think you do. This next one, the tagline is, The Return of the Happy Ending.
The Robert Kraft story. Right, ESPN Films presents The Old Man and the Hand Job. Hang on, I forgot what you said. Oh, The Return of the Happy Ending.
Dear Helium Comedy Club, may I please have another Cheetos and Soda single strength double glass? Is that how you say it? What was your guess, Tall?
Single Tall is how you say it.
Single Tall, man.
Well, Return of the Happy Endings. Is that what it is? Is that the tagline?
I'm going to say... Return of the Happy Ending.
The Return of the Happy Ending. Yeah, maybe it's the Happy Ending. Hang on. It's... Wait a second. It's... something about a hoagie. It's the taking of Pelham 123. That's in a subway.
No, Sean.
God. I don't even want to say it, but...
Please say it.
Leonard, part 6.
Oh, very good. That was an excellent guess. That'd be a really weird tagline for a Bill Cosby movie.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't even think of that. Apologies? Didn't think of that.
Wow. You've apologized more than Bill Cosby has.
He doesn't just go around making blind apologies.
Bill Cosby?
He just goes around being blind.
Oh, my.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, look at that. It's even in a Tito's glass.
It makes it bad.
It'd be really hilarious if it was just water. My Tito's glass. But, yeah, I don't need the fruit. I'm going to add that to the chocolate. A nice little art piece going here. did you guess yet, DJ?
No, I didn't guess.
The return of the happy ending.
Us.
It's a weird marketing, but I like
it. Yeah, this is really weird. this was ridiculous. I just did this because this title has always cracked me up. It's a movie from 1968 that starred Doris Day, and it's called With Six You Get Egg Roll.
What?
Right? Doesn't that sound
amazing.
Terrible? But
that's they should.
But
show
that used
that.
To be a thing at Chinese food restaurants. If you order for a certain number of people, they would add an item for however many people. So with six people, a family of six,
that's amazing.
You get egg roll.
That like that falls into the category of like so wrong, like as far as like grammar goes, that like Fifth Third Bank, I hate really.
Oh my God, Fifth Third Bank could just
Ruth's,
fuck off.
What if
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse?
Come on.
What if they went back and changed the name of that movie to Parties of Six or More Get Complimentary Egg Rolls?
Parties
don't
of
whitewash
six.
Hollywood.
Yeah, no. Come on. We're calling this motherfucker free ass egg roll.
That wasn't the expression, Jeff. It's just an old stupid expression. Okay, so we've got Sergeant Stubby, an unlikely hero, Big Hero 6. With six, you get egg roll. And now, back to you, Jeff.
And wait, hang on. What were those again?
Part of it is you have to listen the first time.
Oh, no.
I hope it's actually a food order at the end that we're just going to get.
It's more than just a game. Are you ready, Jeff?
Yeah, wait. That
no,
wasn't
that's
it.
What I was saying about what's happening right now.
Oh.
No, that is it. It's more than just a game. We'll just tighten that up in the end.
Is it Rollerball?
People are going to be tapping their devices like it went out. It's just utter silence for those 5 or 6 seconds. Not even people in the audience said anything. What was your guess?
Whatever the answer is, I got it right. That's why everyone was clapping. I said Rollerball.
That's right.
Yeah.
God damn it. This is how Mike Pence happened, I think.
No, 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 no. Hang on, hang on.
Sowie had to.
He meant everyone but you.
Everybody but everybody here.
Right, you guys will chant my name, so you'll vote for me and I'll get 0.1%.
Okay, Sean, you get to go first in this next round. This is your chance to tie it up. If you don't,
jeez,
you'll have to wait for the next game.
How embarrassing.
Deal.
A huge comedy with tiny
balls. People in the audience know it.
Oh my God. I mean, I feel like there are so many huge comedies with tiny balls that
most.
Is it like Stuart Little?
Proportionally, they're huge, but actually very small.
DJ?
Is it Spaceballs?
Oh. Jeff?
Is it Balls of Fury?
That is correct.
It's okay. Going third is easy. They've already taken two off the table. And then that narrows it down to just the rest, but those two, it's a smaller list.
He just said Balls of Fury, and then you chanted his name. That's all it took. You know what I'm saying?
You're focused inward. More on the words, and when really it was just because I was right. And they like to good. Chant. It's like, been a while.
I'm real spoil sport up here.
All right, Sean. You got to go first this time. I'm not going to recap the other titles.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Do you want to lock that in as your guess?
Yes.
Incorrect. DJ.
Can I just guess Fury?
You could.
I'm going to do it.
You're wrong.
Damn.
Thanks for taking that leap with me.
Jeff?
I would like to hear the tagline, please. I thought it was Fury.
All roads lead to this.
All roads lead to this. Oh, Avengers Endgame.
Can I get one more?
I guess, but...
The Fast and the Furriest?
I guess I could give you half a point or something. It's Fast and Furious 6.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And Jeff is the winner of that game.
Tate.
I had one more prepared in case there was a tiebreaker situation, and everybody just guess out loud into your microphones until somebody gets it after I say it.
Leonard Part 6.
To recap, we got Sarge Stubby, Unlikely Hero, Big Hero 6, with 6 You Get Egg Roll, Roller Ball, Balls of Fury, Fast and Furious 6, and then this one. Fast cars, fast girls, fast carrots.
6 heads in a duffel bag.
Dot, dot, dot. Fast carrots, question mark. Fast cars, veggie. Fast girls, fast carrots.
fast carrots. Carrots.
Yeah, because there's this scene where one girl teaches another girl how to give a blowjob with carrots. Using a carrot. Does it ring any bells?
No.
No.
Fast carrots at Ridgemont High.
That's it. Fast times.
Best times
at Ridgemont High. There you go. Harmar Superstar coming in there at the end with some semi-right answers.
Yep, that's what I do.
Well, we got one Almost. Game that's going to settle this thing, Sean, and you can win it. Anybody could win it. Of course, Jeff still gets to go first. But we'll switch the order around, then we'll go to DJ and then to Sean. Or you know what? I'm going to play along. We'll go to me after Jeff. That's right, because we're going to play Last Man Standing. This, of course, is a game you all, Sean and Jeff have definitely played it, and DJ, you might have heard it because we play it on most of the shows. We're going to get the name of an actor or an actress from a pre-picked audience member, and then we'll go from there. Where is what _ the_ _lump?
Hi. Yeah. What the lump? Yeah. Okay. Is there a story behind that Twitter name?
It's what Lumpy Space Princess says on Adventure Time.
It's an Adventure Time reference?
Yeah.
Few people find that adorable.
The rest of us still think it's about cancer.
What the lump, Jeff?
You haven't given us enough time to process that it's not about cancer yet. It's about Adventure Time seems so frivolous. Haven't you heard of cancer?
We're running out. Shut the lump up, Jeff. What's your actual name so I can say that instead of this horrible...
Dana.
Hi, Dana. Okay, so you have a suggestion for us?
Yeah, have you done Wesley Snipes recently?
Wesley Snipes! I like the sound of that.
Oh, murmur.
Murmur. Let's go to the panel. Is everyone fairly confident on Snipes?
Heard this guy.
Yeah?
I like Wesley Snipes, yeah? I guess. Yeah.
DJ?
Yeah, I'm for it.
All right. I don't need to get a second one then. Thank you for B'nai Boy 24 for being on standby for that. And away we go. Jeff, and again, this is only people on stage. Please don't whisper any of them. Don't be sitting out there going. Your turn, Jeff.
White man can't jump.
Yeah, don't be out there like, white man can't jump. Which I would whisper if I said it out loud.
This is Indiana. They insist they can hear.
It's one of my most commonly whispered phrases as well, too.
The movie is called White Men Can Jump in Indiana. They had to also...
Did you guys know?
Is that Hoosiers? This is Hoosiers. Yeah.
White Men Can Jump is what Bill Murray whispers to Scarlett Johansson at the end of... At the end of... Groundhog Day. All right. So it's my turn next. I'm gonna go ahead and follow what Jeff's doing there, because we played Woody Harrelson yesterday on stage here in the stand-up show, and I'll put that on Doug Loves Mini soon, but I haven't got around to it yet. But of course, we said Wildcats.
Oh, I love
Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson. Go ahead, DJ.
Blade,
of course. Yep.
I was going to go with Blade as well, so I'm going to go with Blade 2.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
Is that Roman numerals or a number?
I'm going Roman with that one.
I think it is.
Fun fact, Blade 2 is the only movie I ever took a funnel. Like, I got a funnel cake at the theater that night. I went...
How did you do that?
Book. No, they had funnel cakes at the theater, but I never got anything that labor-intensive.
It's called the circus.
And then...
Right, Jeff, we really are kind of up against it time-wise, so hold all your stories until the end.
You guys know where to find me.
That's what I meant.
Is it my turn?
Tell your
again?
Stories while passing it.
Is it my turn again? Yeah, I'm going to say Money Train.
Yeah, get them all out there. I'm going to go with, oh shit, what the fuck was that thing called that he did? Oh yeah, Blade Trinity.
I couldn't remember the Trinity part.
It's the holiest of parts.
Isn't he Tu Wong Fu?
Isn't he?
Yeah. Tu Wong Fu. Tu Wong Fu.
Full title. You gotta say the full title.
Thanks for everything, Julie Newmar.
I really was looking forward to a struggle there. You just...
Nah. He was
just
ready.
Amongst
he
friends, you just call
that.
It Tu Wong Fu. Yeah, you shorten it up, because, you know...
Just with the Fu heads.
Oh, man, we called ourselves the Wong Boys. Foo Heads is so much better.
Foo Heads is way better.
I was like,
way better.
With 6 free egg roll and 2 Wong Fu. I'm going to go Demolition Man.
Oh, nice.
Oh, shit. I'm going to go...
Jeff?
I'm going to say, hang on, here's what my answer is. It is U.S. Marshals. I knew it the whole time. I couldn't remember what country the Marshals were from.
You would have figured it out even if you had to look in every doghouse, outhouse, henhouse, house.
In the sequel, they just have that on pillows. It's just been embroidered onto pillows. Outhouse, doghouse, Waffle House, etc.
You guys, I don't think I'm going to last much longer. I've come down with something.
Oh no, what is it?
It's jungle fever.
Major League?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Major League 2, I'm going to take the bed there.
Does that have more words in it or anything?
It's no, Major League 2, it has no back more, in the habit.
It has no more words in it. There are no more words in that title, much like there is no Wesley Snipes in that movie.
Oh, that's right.
Say. Why don't you go marry Wesley Snipes all of a sudden?
I can't marry him. He's not allowed back in the country, I think.
Sean is out.
I'm out.
Oh, snap. I didn't know that was going to happen.
Yeah, you fucking just knocked him out with your little jokes.
Then face me at the same time.
I know, man. I took you out with your own weakness, which I think is from The Art of War.
Oh.
I mean,
interesting.
That's a good one.
I have to say, I'm the one person who really loves Jeff Tate. You could say I was the fan. DJ?
I can't think of anything but Passenger 57.
It's hard to work into a sentence.
It is. That's a hard one.
I've been a lot of passengers in my life.
I'd like to be number 57.
Passenger 1.
Is that a,
DJ,
is that
we're
a,
running out of time. Jeff.
It's about the creator of Heinz Ketchup. Right? I'm going to say Wildcats again and just pass it on to Jeff.
I like that strategy.
Sugar Hill. Yeah. Yeah, it's right. I don't know.
I better hurry. We got to get out of here, Jeff. We don't want to be here past midnight, son.
What's it called? No, but that's not how this game works.
DJ.
New Jack City?
Yes!
Why did I not say that?
Jeff.
It's called Rising Sun.
Uh-oh. Midnight Sun. I loved Ethan Hawke and Wesley Snipes' romantic chemistry in Midnight Sun.
Oh, that was Chris Rock.
Oh.
And
DJ,
Wesley Snipes.
Got anything else?
I'm out.
You gonna pull out a miracle?
I got nothing. I'm out.
All right.
New Jack City 2. Newer Jack City.
New Jack City 3, fully jacked.
It's just like a baked potato at that point.
All right, so Jeff, I mean, you could say another one just to show off.
I could. But that's not the kind of man I was raised to be.
Tate.
Yeah, let's go to your mom. Should he just say deal or no deal?
Hey, Ma, do you want me to say one more Wesley Snipes movie?
Sure.
Okay. It's called Chaos, and it has Ryan Felipe and Jason Statham in it, too. It's
nope,
not
you
good.
Made that up, and that's totally...
I did not make that up.
We'll get in touch with the corrections department and see if that's true, but that's our winner, everybody, Jeff Tate.
Nice work, Jeff.
Thank you.
DJ did great. That's right. That one guy is chanting DJ. But, you know, try saying it twice next time, because that's how you get a chant going.
Just yelling DJ is just like, yep, that's me over here.
You guys remember when I said Demolition Man, and you guys were all like, yeah. Yeah? That felt
Horror
pretty good.
Shifties, Harmar, my second shifties, superstar, Harmar, superstar, Harmar, superstar, Harmar,
superstar, Harmar, superstar, Harmar, superstar.
All right, now
and
take that
Jeff
energy in on
exercise.
Monday, right?
We know who the real pity winner is tonight.
That's the most I've ever seen you move, Jeff.
It was just one arm, too.
Where's the person you were playing for, Jeff? Where are they seated?
Over there somewhere.
In the house somewhere. Over there somewhere.
Sarah.
Do you want to... Jeff, can you bring the prizes from over here to over there, and they can walk up and grab them?
Gotcha.
Can that work? And while you do that, we'll... Harmar's got two mics, so let's do a quick press conference.
I believe.
Where are you going to be and when are you going to be there, Sean Tillman?
Well, I'm going to be at the Twins game season opener Thursday, March 28th, singing the Star Spangled Banner. And then I'm going to be... I opened a bar in Moorhead, Minnesota called Harold's on Main, so... I'll be there hanging around sometimes if you want to come chill. I'll be DJing the 30th, and then...
That sounds so fun. We can just come visit you in your bar?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm there. It's a great bar.
All right.
It's also 3.5 hours from my house, but I might just be there sometimes. I do go there a lot. It's fun.
Yeah, you bring the ice?
But check, I bring the ice up. check out Harold's on Main in Moorhead, Minnesota next time you're driving through Fargo.
I mean, just check out Moorhead, Minnesota. I mean, that sounds awesome right there.
Exactly.
You guys got it. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I had a blast. Thanks, Indianapolis. Love you guys. You're the best. Y'all. I'm going to say y'all.
DJ Dangler coming out of the gate strong, first ever episode. Hey, you guys, wouldn't it be more fun to chant Dangler, Dangler? Where are you going to be? Where can we see you?
April 11th, I'm at the Dayton Funny Bone with Jason Mewes.
Neat.
And then the last full week of April, I'll be here in Indianapolis as part of Yuck Fest. The big Yuck Fest comedy festival.
Very cool. Jeff's...
Jeff's checking his schedule.
Takes out his phone to get his dates.
I gotta get my schedule.
Yeah.
I wanted to say them all right. April 4th through the 6th, I'm gonna be in Bloomington, Indiana at the Comedy Attic.
Yes.
Doing stand up, you'll hear jokes like this one. No, what if I just. And then April 28th, I'm doing another live Altered Tates recording at Go Bananas in Cincinnati. Me and my brother have a podcast. And so at Go Bananas, that it's a Sunday night, but it's free. Yeah. It'll probably be free. I mean, I don't know. It's not going to be a lot. You're not going to show up and be like, oh, fuck, hey, I should have brought a checkbook. What's up? I think that might be all my dates.
Hey, Jeff.
What's up?
I just wanted Martin Sheen to yell wallet at you.
Thank you to all of my guests, Jeff Tate, Harmar Superstar, and DJ Dangler. Standing ovation. This is incredible. Okay, now that Jeff's gone, we have a few minutes. I wanted to... I'm just kidding. We're ending right on the nose, but I wanted to say that Doug Loves Movies is coming to Nashville September 13th at 4:20, and there's no shitheads anymore, so get ready with the end music, because I'm going to say, as always, positive energy!